Jackson Funnel of Love. We could have played it at 33, but we went with the traditional 45. So in the background, we've had a couple of instrumentals by the Wailers.
Yeah, slightly more intense. That first one was way more intense than I remembered. Wild Ride.
Well, that one was Mashy.
Mashy, and this is On the Rocks. Didn't we have played this before?
That does sound familiar.
This is on the Jazzman subsidiary label, TT Shakers.
Oh, right, okay.
Say no more.
Yes. You're back on the Wheels of Steel, spinning the platters that matter. What are you going to do next?
Kind of more funk tempo and a bit of soul.
Okay, excellent. So, hour one done and dusted with no massive mistakes. Let's see if we can keep the hot streak going. I've cursed it, haven't I?
Stay. And I'm listen to me. How do you let your fate, brother, when you're free one man and try to chain up the other? Tell me, legislator. How does your heart feel late at night? Shame.
Friday, listeners. It's coming up to 24 minutes past 10 here in the Steel City. Nice little psychedelic soul set.
We're enjoying this.
Well, that's good. No, I know what you mean. Usually, these shows are fraught with panic. But it seems to be going all right. It
takes an hour and a half to get in the zone.
Yeah, the main problem seems to be the posts on Blue Sky. But we can sort, well, you know, that's fine. That's the least important.
We'll live with that.
Yeah.
So, that little set. I started out with The Silvers, Stay Away From Me, on MGM from, I don't know, early 70s. It doesn't say the day. Then it was Anne Robinson, You Did It. Another short funk number. After that, some pre-disco, Loretta Holloway.
Yeah.
That was Bring It On Up, doing a sort of pretty decent Aretha Franklin impression. Then, Sunshine Anderson, the Quantic Soul Orchestra version of Heard It All Before on the Reptiles label. Shout out to your man.
Who purchased it mid-show after getting the right link on Discogs. I mean, like you pointed out, they're both bootlegs, right?
Yeah, it's just official bootleg, unofficial bootleg.
But I suppose at least if he gets that pressing, he knows it's going to potentially sound roughly the same.
It's going to sound like this. Yeah, what's the run out actually? Don't bootleg without creating or something.
Oh, yeah, is that what it says in the app?
Then I played Dee Edwards, Why Can't There Be Love.
Classic from the Adidas Originals advert. And then also on an Adidas Originals 45, well, like a bootleg 45.
Yeah, so there was the Paluski edit, and that is the one without the Paluski edit, and it's got another classic on the B-side, I Can't Deal With That. Then
I jumped on, Panic put on Marlena Shaw, Woman of the Ghetto, on Cadet. Anyone who's heard me DJ in the last 5-10 years will have probably heard that one. Then we went to Honeycomb with When Will It End, which is on Hot Wax. Talking of Hot Wax,
there's one coming up.
Yes,
in 30th of May. That's a Friday. Me and the what should we call her?
Your good lady.
Good lady, spinster. We'll be taking controls of the music all evening.
Yeah, and it's my unofficial birthday.
Oh, there we go. So that's three reasons to come.
Yeah, so we'll just be there harassing him, asking him for requests.
I told him to get the requests in now so I can get them ready.
Yes, because it'll be all wax all night long, right?
Yeah, from 9 till 2:30.
Oof. Unless it's dead and then they send you home, right?
Yeah, or it's the other way around. It's busy and they make me play longer. It can go either way.
Then
after that one, it played Barbara Acklin, Am I the Same Girl? Sending out to Chris Wells, It Sounds Like This. One, for holding up a Sterling show for so many years. Two, because he plays that song. I've heard him play it numerous times. Also, he supplied the mixer.
Yes.
And arranged the repair of the other mixer.
Oh, yeah.
So all round radio show heroic behaviour.
Yeah, catch him on this station 5 till 7, just when you're chopping your onions. This one in the background, for those that care, for the Chicken Crew, it's the Chili Peppers of Chicken Scratch. Now, we've promised the Chicken special for about 2 years, maybe three. We think this is the year it's going to happen. We've got a couple of chicken-themed days of the year coming up, so we're going to try and hit one of those. So get your chicken requests in. It's an ongoing process. Loads of people. We might have to do a four-hour show. We've got that many requests. Okay, right. This one's almost over. He's busying himself. You good to go? Excellent. He's nodding on air. That's perfect for an audio format. Right, we'll stop talking and let him do his business.
Thank you.
I don't wanna be a part-time lover when I give my full-time love. It takes two lovers. It takes two lovers, y'all.
Folks, you're in tune to the sound of the night train, fumbling through our 45s, live on air, not long left now.
Thank goodness.
Shout out to all the live listeners, you're doing well, yes. Stick with us.
Keeping us entertained on the posts as well, showing some love, laughing at our mistakes, generally hurling...
What mistakes?
Yeah, generally hurling abuse at us, keeping us in check.
So, that little set there, where did we begin? Oh, yeah. Linda Lindell, What a Man, on Vault. As utilised by Salt and Pepper. They didn't do a lot to it, did they? As Steve said. Following that, classic for Mary Queenie Lyons, See and Don't See on Deluxe. Into Mini Ripperton Reasons, which I think I probably play every time we do a 45 show, and then I just keep forgetting and put it in the bag again. But it is really good.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
It's amazing. So I'm happy to play it every time.
Yeah, unofficial theme tune to the 45 show.
Really need a second copy, because there's the DJ Spinner Mix where he does the doubles on that. The intro is really good.
That's what I was thinking.
After that was Lynn Williams, It Takes Two. Lynn Williams and the Rising Sun, should I say. On it's not Athens of the North, it's their spin-off one. I've just called it AOE.
Oh, AOE.
Athens of something else. Then they often sampled classic The Charmels, As Long As I've Got You. And then in the background now, back our rhythm and steel band with Love Like This. Let me type that out. Man types on internet. So Steve's going to step up now. Let's see what he's got in store for us.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for leader of the pack.
As he drove away on a rainy night, I begged him to go slow. And will we hear? I'll never know.
I felt so helpless, what could I do? Remembering all the things we've been through. In school they all stop and stare. I can't hide my tears, but I don't care. I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack. Gone. The leader of the pack.
Yeah. to you. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. I'm giving you one more chance for you to do right. If you'll only straighten up, we'll have a good life. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. This is my last time, not asking anymore. If you don't do right, I'm gonna march out of that door. And if you don't believe